Mobile.
W2JKT Mobile.
And I can hear you a lot better now.
You're quite a bit louder on this one. Pretty good. Quick question. Is this new building your friend was talking about visible from 85?
I think that it is, because, you know, that exit has a long ramp to get down to the actual road, and then it cuts back over towards Lyman. I'm sorry. Yeah, Lyman. And then, so I don't think you can see it from there. I know they've been putting up big, huge buildings back through there, but somebody said there was a Ryobi sign.
And on the left-hand side, as I'm going southbound here at that interchange, and it's painted, it looks like it's painted the same style that we painted our other buildings, but I didn't see a name on it or anything. I'll check in the daylight on the way back, because there's another one on the right side that looks kind of like it too, so I don't know. I'll check it out. Maybe I'll ask around the office today and see if somebody knows something.
No, it's not visible from the interstate, but I can't confirm that.
It was just an existing building that we were in that we've just finally gotten around to painting up. We weren't spending any money in the end of last year, so, you know, we're kind of catching up on things like that, you know, beginning of this year.
Yeah, so what made you have to go into work today?
Policy. Managers especially, supposed to be in the office 3 days a week. Sometimes I only make it for two, but nobody really says anything. But I do try to get in the office 2 to 3 days a week just to have some face time with my people and, you know, keep in touch with what's going on. You know, you get kind of disconnected if you work at home too much. In the last couple of weeks, I haven't gone in, and I definitely feel that. So I'm just going to go in today and tomorrow and catch up with people.
Yeah, I hate to work from home.
I'm a whole lot more done with my time, but, you know, I guess part of my job is also that face time and talking with people, so I don't get a whole lot of, you know, productive work output, but, you know, I guess it is also productive work output to develop your people, so that's what today and tomorrow will be.
And tomorrow?
Yes, unless something changes, we do have a vendor coming on site tomorrow that's doing a lunch and learn, so I definitely want to be there for that.
Yeah.
Memo from our employee store over there, so, you know. I was going to bring my truck today, and I totally forgot when I got up this morning because I didn't sleep well last night. So I have to remember to bring it tomorrow so I can get a lawnmower in the back of it.
Those last, I was briefly looking at their zero-turn rider.
We have a whole bunch of them around the plant that they, you know, we own like a few hundred acres around our big plant off of 27. And a lot of that we use just for testing mowers and stuff. And I'll tell you, those zero-turn mowers are awesome. They are expensive as all get-out, but they are awesome. They work really well.
Well, they worked at all. I ended up getting just a John Deere, just tractor. I didn't even get a zero-turn. It just seemed like there was too much more stuff to go bad on it.
Hands are a whole lot simpler than the gas ones because they don't have all the hydraulics and all this other stuff. It's just electric motors, and they're devilishly simple, so there's a whole lot less that can go wrong on an electric one.
Finally, the wife's been trying to buy me a rider for a couple of years, and I kept milking the old one. I think it's about 20 years old.
Bought her house, there was a storage shed in the back, and we found like an old Snapper riding mower from like the 90s or whatever. And it didn't run and needed tires and stuff, so we just gave it to a guy, and he got it fixed up. But, you know, we pay a lawn service for our house because neither of us has time to get out there and mow, and our 14-year-old certainly isn't going to do it, even for money. So we have to end up paying somebody. But, yeah, I would love to be able to get one of our zero-turn riding mowers, but even for me, they're so expensive that it's just not worth it.
Yeah, I just gotta stick with the cheaper one. I just needed one that the front end was like a cast iron front end rather than just a welded sheet metal.
Look at what ours is made of, but I'm pretty sure it's not cast iron. It's because that would be too heavy to cart around and use up a lot of battery.
It was just I just needed to be able to get through the back gate, and a 42 inch just barely makes it by the time you got a little bit of guarding and stuff on it.
Hey, we also have a 30, which I thought would be great because it's the least expensive one. But even then, I think it's on sale at Home Depot right now. But like even my employee prices is more, you know, we have a very small yard. Our whole lot's only half an acre. So, you know, that's a push mower size yard anyway. So you know, our push mowers are pretty good too, but we just end up paying somebody.
Usually they work good the first year, but then after you leave it set up for the winter time, I guess if you're not doing battery maintenance and everything, then it just don't hold up.
The you know, detachable batteries, you know, so you just, you know, you bring the batteries inside and keep them from getting cold, and then they work fine. You know, lithium batteries, they work great until they get cold, and then they don't work so great anymore. So as long as it's warm, which is fine for lawnmowers, they should just work fine without any maintenance. Yep. What are you talking about in the mornings? What have I missed in the last couple weeks?
Andrew's just working a few days because they're doing retooling for the new model, and he's doing a little bit of training. I took a candle, a few things over the weekend, some pork and some salmon. But other than that, not too much, I don't think.
I like pork and salmon, so works for me. We've just been, you know, working at home the last couple of weeks. We're having some renovations done on the house. They came and installed a gas water heater at Courtney's house now, and we're having a patio put in. You know, she's only been in this house for a year, and now that she's been there for a year, we're ready to start making some upgrades. So, you know, we're going to build a patio and a fire pit and stuff like that, and you know, we did a raised bed over the weekend. Yeah, you know, just regular springtime, you know, busy house list.
You know that, I got a bunch of stuff to do in our yard. Beds, I got some tomatoes, plants, a couple of them growing. We put in early, I got to put in some more. I got a little pot that I take green onions after we cut the tops off, and I stick them in there, and then they regrow, and then I'd been composting all year, and I had one bed that just didn't want to do good, so I put all that compost in there, and now I got all kinds of seeds coming up.
Raised bed, we didn't do one last year, but this year we're doing some peppers and tomatoes, and we've got a whole bunch of herbs up there. We're hoping the deer don't come eat them, but we've got some basil, lavender, some lemongrass, cilantro, and thyme, I think. And then some marigolds to keep the bugs away and some other stuff. So pretty fun. It's our first year doing it. I built her a 10x3 raised bed out in the front of her house just to play around some things. And we've got some Carolina Reapers and jalapenos and some other peppers in there too. So hopefully this fall we'll be eating some good fresh stuff.
Got some, I guess they're like 4x8 or something like that back in the backyard. I got a couple of those, and then last year one of them did good, and the other one I couldn't grow anything in it. Something was wrong with it. All I could figure out is I'd put some mushroom compost in that one, and I don't know about what was wrong. The seeds would sprout and then they would just die off.
Yeah, I don't know what would cause that. Maybe something got in the soil, or it just didn't have the right nutrition profile, or maybe the mushrooms had something to do with it. You know, mushrooms are a fungus, and so if the soil had fungus growing in it from the mushroom compost, maybe that had something to do with it.
It didn't matter what I put in there. It wouldn't, it wouldn't grow. It just wouldn't grow. I mean, I put pepper plants in there, and they just kind of just sat there. And then eventually they died after a couple of months, but they never really grew.
Do about that. Unfortunately, we like to grow things, but we really don't know what to do when things go wrong. So, you know, I just have to try again, I guess.
The compost over there from the compost pile, and now I got all kinds of seeds coming up. And I don't know if they're cucumber seeds or maybe they're cantaloupe seeds. It looks like it's some kind of a vining plant, but I don't know which one it would be. It could be a squash. I don't know. I got some of those and some volunteer tomato plants coming up.
Most of you always end up with surprises like that. We have a volunteer pumpkin patch in the front yard because we left the Halloween pumpkin out a little too long, and it got kind of rotted. So we just shoved it off the front porch into the front yard and just let it rot. And now we have a whole bunch of pumpkin plants coming up where we threw it off the porch.
So I don't know. I mean, if the seed sprouts, will it produce, or will it maybe just sprout and grow but never produce?
Produce as long as it had pollination and all that stuff. I would assume it would produce.
Down and get me some bees or something. Just, man, there ain't hardly any pollinators around for some reason.
Bees in our shed in the back, so we have tons of them around to pollinate things, but of course we don't want them in the shed. Pollinators are hard to come by sometimes. I don't know, I was reading an article not long ago that like the bee pollinator population in the country is down by like 80% over 20 years ago. I'm not sure why they said that was, but it's definitely a problem.
I just put up some stuff to get the carpenter bees because they're liking my back porch awning and that. So I've been putting out some stuff and swatting them and killing them off. They just keep boring holes and everything.
On traps for ours that were in the back, the ones in the front we leave alone, but. With that shed, we're trying to get a new shed put in, and I don't want them getting used to that area, being a place to bore holes. So I put out some traps and caught a bunch of them, and I don't see as many anymore. But the ones that are left, they come up and do the flowers real nice.
I've made it, so I'm going to say 7-3, and I hope you have an awesome day today and be safe out there, and hopefully I'll be able to catch you in the morning. I won't be traveling to work, but maybe I'll be on the back porch with my HT. KN4 TFW.
Good day, best 73 to you. Maybe we'll catch you a little bit later. This is W2JKT Mobile.